first of all, it's worth pointing out that Big Ben wouldn't be silent completely for the 4 years, because the proposal would be, for instance, on key events like New Year's Eve and Remembrance Day and possibly other state occasions, that the bells would be ringing. I think that because of the health and safety considerations for workers working on the scaffolding on the Elizabeth Tower, that it's inevitable that the bells won't be ringing as frequently as they used to. And also, the bells are driven by the clock, and the clock mechanism is going to be overhauled and therefore couldn't be rung while that was being repaired or overhauled in any case.
This is going to have a big impact on tourism, isn't it? People come to London. One of the reasons they come is to see Big Ben.
Well, obviously, they will be able to see Big Ben, albeit it will be shrouded in scaffolding for a lot of the time. One thing that they will be able to see is that there are four clock faces on the tower. One of those clock faces will always be in operation, so they will be able to see that. And even though the clock mechanism is being overhauled, the clocks will be fitted with an electric motor, so you will be able to see at least one of the clocks functioning. And if you happen to be in London on New Year's Eve, you'll also be able to hear the bells tolling.
Do you think there's any movement now? I'm guessing that these plans have been in place for a long time. Do you think there will be any movement to change it?
What the House Commons Commission have agreed to do is to look at the practicality and also the cost associated with ringing the bells more frequently, because this isn't a simple process. It isn't a case of pressing a button and the bells ring. As I understand it, it requires half a day's work to reconnect them specifically for the purpose of ringing them. So, yes, the Commission are willing to look at it, but if the cost and the sheer practicality of it is such that they can't be rung more frequently, then I think they will just have to be rung on the days that have already been outlined, which is both New Year's Eve and Remembrance Services. And if, for instance, there was a large state occasion, I'm sure they would be run for that on that day as well.
Why is it going to take 4 years?
These are extensive works on what is a World Heritage building, so it has to be done to a certain standard. And these are works that are being undertaken as part of a 30-year or thereabouts cycle. And, for instance, the roof has got to be redone, some of the stonework has got to be done, a new lift is going to be installed to ensure that some people with disabilities are able to gain access more easily and for evacuation purposes. There are issues around, for instance, whether the fire prevention measures in the tower are appropriate, and that will have to be addressed as well. So this is a major program of works, and hence the length of time that it will take.
It will be strange not to hear Big Ben, though, won't it?
Of course it will, but of course programs will be able to, as they're planning on doing, use recordings. But yes, it won't be the same if you're standing in Parliament Square hoping to see or hear the bells ring every 15 minutes, as is currently the case.
Someone suggested putting loudspeaker in Parliament Square and replicating the bells. Is that something you'd be in favour of?
Well, clearly that might
clutching
be...
Clutching at straws?
I think people are... Yes, indeed, people are clutching at straws with that idea. It has also been proposed to stick loudspeakers up in the tower itself and replicate the noise of the bells, but of course that rather destroys the point, which is about trying to ensure that workers who are working on the tower are not deafened, whether it's by the bells or a recording of the bells. Big Ben is a historic building, an iconic building that people travel to from all over the world to see. It's good that it's getting coverage, and I'm sure people will want to come and see it, even while it's undergoing a major facelift, which will ensure that in the future people are able to come on a tour up Big Ben much more easily than they've been able to do so up till now.